The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
We're in Port Huron, where we have the Capture program, and we're going to try and raise some money for Capture in a couple of weeks with the Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the Capture program and what we can expect with Cops and Jocks this year is Port Huron Police Department Officer Dwayne Hunger. Dwayne, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Looking forward to slinging some spaghetti in a couple of weeks. It's was a little different last year, wasn't it?
Yes, last year with COVID, we had a delivery takeout service, which was very new, and having a bunch of police officers try and organize that. Got a little messy there, but I thought we did well, and we were able to raise a lot of money, which is great for the program.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the program. I think people generally have a sense of what Capture is, but what I think people may not realize that Capture actually is an acronym.
Yeah, so Capture actually stands for Crime Awareness and Prevention through a Unified Reporting Effort. So Capture is a nonprofit organization that assists in increasing crime prevention activities by the Port Huron Police Department and covers the city of Port Huron as well as the surrounding St. Clair County. And as been said many times on the radio, your tip rewards are up to $1,000. But Capture also covers other things. So the money that we raise also helps out with our annual National Night Out community building campaign. That campaign promotes police and community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to help get the neighborhoods, get the people together to help make their neighborhoods safer and a more caring places to live. The program also, we have what's called a Fast 50 program. So in our local schools with our school resource officers, there's posters up inside the school to promote this. And students can be anonymous and they can contact the school resource officer if they know of a crime or something that's occurring inside or around their school. And if their tip is substantiated, they can receive $50. And it's worked very well. It's helped out our school resource officers be able to find out some information to help keep the schools safe. Capture also has, obviously, their anonymous hotline. So if a citizen suspects or knows of any criminal activity or the whereabouts of a wanted person, they can call Capture anytime, day or night. They can remain completely anonymous. If they want to leave their name, they can. But if they don't, they're given a witness number, and then they can call back in a couple of days. After a couple of days, they can find out whether their tip has earned them any cash. And the number to call Capture is 810-987-6688. So if you know of anything that's going on in your neighborhoods and you want to give us a call and let us know about it, you can always call Capture.
Yeah, and what's nice is that it has kept up with the times because not everybody makes phone calls anymore. There's this younger generation that says, what, you want me to talk to somebody on the other end of this device?
Yes, so that's we have an app now. Port Huron Police Department has an app. It's called Tip 411. If you go to your app purchasing device, whether it's Google Play or Apple or wherever, and you type in Port Huron Police Department Tip 411, we actually have an app. So in that app, you can send anonymous tips right to the department. And every morning I come in, there's in my emails, it's sent to every person that works for the Port Huron Police Department. We get that tip, whether it has to do with something that should be more prone for the Drug Task Force, they get it. So it's sent out to our members out there and throughout the whole department. It's quick, it's easy, it's free. There's also on our Facebook, it seems everybody has a Facebook now, right on our homepage, there's a button, you can click on that, and it automatically sends you right to the app so that you can also send the information to us that way. And it's the same thing on our website. If you go on to porhornpolice.org, There's also a submit tip button in there where you can then, again, everything's anonymous. If you'd like to stay anonymous, you just leave your contact information, who the wanted person is and where they're staying, and we'll follow up on it from there.
And this works too, doesn't it, Dwayne? I mean, you get tips, and this has led to, a lot of arrests over the years.
Oh, yes. Capture's been around for a long time. Assistant Chief Marcy Kuhn was one of the first. She started the Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner to raise money for Capture years ago, and it's worked for the last 20-plus years. Actually, it just worked yesterday. I got a tip. We got a tip of two wanted suspects that were hiding in a garage, and the person contacted us through our app, and we were able to arrest both those people. They were both wanted on felony charges, so we were able to get them off the streets.
That's fantastic. This is, by the way, although Capture is utilized by the Port Huron Police Department, it's not part of the police department budget. It's not, it's separate from the police department, right?
Yes. So Capture is completely, it's own incorporated nonprofit. So it's donations. That's how Capture is run, from the community, donations from businesses. And our Cops and Jack Spaghetti Dinner is our big event. This is where we make almost all of our money, to help keep the Capture program going, is our Cops and Jock Spaghetti Dinner.
It's a lot of fun. I know people love coming to it. And thanks to everybody last year that came and got their carry-out order or had it delivered, because I think we did pretty well last year in raising money, despite the fact that we couldn't invite everybody to the COA terminal to sit down the way they usually do.
Yes, we were able to raise approximately $4,000 to the Capture program last year, which helps us out tremendously. And it was a little different. We weren't, and I know you always help out on our annual Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner with our 50-50. Mm-hmm. We weren't able to have that this year, but we were still able to raise a good amount of money. The community came out and just completely helped us out and keeps the program going. So it's worked great for the last 20-plus years.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, those that would like to get the spaghetti dinner, want to help the Capture program, but aren't comfortable with or just can't come out and join us at the Seaway Terminal on the 26th, there will still be takeout and delivery options, right?
Yes, so they can still call. Delivery is, we have to restrict it to the city of Port Huron, city of Marysville, Port Huron Township, and Fort Gratiot Township. So if you live in any of those communities, by all means, if you're not able to make it or you're not comfortable going because COVID's still going on, delivery is still available by calling ahead at 810-984-9715. You can speak with our records department, and the girls will get your order in. They'll get it to me. You'll get put in the system. But if you are able to make it, it is Tuesday, October 26th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Seaway Terminal at 2336 Military Street. If you're able to make it out, that's wonderful. If you're not and you still want to help out the Capture program, by all means, go ahead and call ahead and get your delivery order in. And if you just want to take out, by all means, come on down. Somebody will come out to your car. They'll take your takeout order, and they'll deliver it right to your car for you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What a great spot to do this at the Seaway Terminal. Always enjoy being there. And October 26th is the date. Mark it on your calendar. Make sure that you're there 4 to 7 p.m. Raises money for Capture. And it's a good time, too, isn't it?
Oh, it's a blast, yeah. I was actually, we have an award ceremony coming up in the month or so, and I was going through all the archived and old department photos and seeing all the young faces at the department and yeah. Seeing some of the officers' kids that, I mean, they were 7, 8 years old, and now they're in college.
Wow.
So it's, yeah. I mean, that's how long this program's been going together. Officer Decker's daughter, or Sergeant Decker's daughter, I seen her photograph, and she couldn't have been but 8 or 9 years old, and now she's off to college. So
yeah.
It's great. It's a great program, and everyone has a blast there.
Well, we can't imagine not doing it. It'll be on October 26th. We'll see you there, Officer Hunger. Thanks for telling us about it. Really appreciate your time this morning.
All right. I appreciate it, Paul, as always. Our friends over at Radio First help us out every year, and we're glad that we're able to partner again this year.
Me too. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.